Blog Talk Radio.
There comes a time when every alcohol brand must ask, should we make a seltzer? And our answer is no. Introducing Tito's in a can. It's literally an empty can that we're selling. That's right. You add the Tito's and the soda and the lime and whatever. Now you can drink your Tito's from a double insulated, refillable, cold, hard can. In all these canned drinking places, we don't make seltzers. You do.
This is Dr. Chinchilla Donesia, the commissioner of WBNN. The those of you that have been having trouble tuning into WBNN's programming due to phone service provider issues with Metro, T-Mobile, or Cricket, I have a solution for you. Go to the Google Play Store or the Apple Play Store, download the TextNow app onto your cell phone, choose a phone number, and then you will be able to tune into all of WBNN's programming. I am the Honorable Dr. Chinchilla J.
Sometimes I get so tired, just trying to stay alive. Sometimes I get so tired, just trying to stay alive.
Oh yeah, I like how this sound. And Blaze did the beat too, he know what I like. It's all God written, so I'm in my bag as usual. Glory to God, yeah. Hold up, look, took me a minute to see, but now I know who I'm created to be. I can't receive no mark of the beast when I am already a beast. Fall down all the time, but then I get up because I am a fighter. That's how I get wiser, that's why I'm the light, I got the fire. So many battles I'm facing, I don't even know how to cope. Every day I be ducking and dodging these demons, they always be doing the most. Every day I be praying for some kind of break, for some reason I'm still on the ropes. Even though it do feel like I'm so far away, I still know that the vision is close. Had to let go of the trends, can't be chasing out the clout. Nah, had to let go of my sins to realize what life is about. Yeah, hold up, when I let go of some friends, I ended up on a new route. Had to clean everything out, to spit these words out of my mouth. Wow, now I don't know how to doubt. I know I got haters around me to stumble me. I only need God as my company. Anytime they decide that they go come for me, I tell them God is the only one judging me, keeping it real. Had to get out of my feels, God need me out here for real. I had to go hop in the gym, had to get back in my field, just had to tap into my skills, yeah. Every day the world come after me with the same thing, but me and Jesus still clicked up, you know, gang, gang, gang. He casting out all of these demons, I meet a different one every season. That's why I got more verses than Ephesians, I guess he gave me this gift for a reason. You gotta find your passion, find and execute and take action. Cause if you're not influencing elevation, then you a distraction. That's why I'm feeling the boost, I can't help but to give you the truth. Cause everyone's saying they know what to do until life hit them, then they don't have a clue, that's the enemy. Trying to insert himself into the memory, he doesn't fear of the person you've been to be. We cannot let nothing hinder the energy, even the people I thought were friends of me. I gotta stay on the go, I gotta pray on the low, letting them know I got them waiting for more, cause I had to change the flow. Hold up, speaking of changing flows. Okay, bring the beat back, cruising on these tracks, let my feet back. Used to smoke, but now I don't need that. Got the Bible, but it's hard to read that. A lot of times, don't even know what it means. How in the world am I still on the scene? Every day I wake up, it's a day to believe. I won't be discouraged, cause I don't believe in fear no more. But still I get nervous,
still I get nervous.
Cause I don't wanna fail, L's are lessons, I know I'm imperfect.
I am,
I promise I won't ever change. This is a new wave, no one in my lane. I'm on a new level, I'm changing the game. Took me a minute to see, but now I know who I'm created to be.
Who I'm created to be.
I can't receive no mark of the beast when I am already a beast. Fall down all the time, but then I get up because I am a fighter.
A fighter.
That's how I get wiser.
Get wiser.
That's why I'm the light. I got the fire. Yeah. And that's just what I'm on right now, you know. New levels. New devils. Don't let that go over your head. Every time we level up on offense, we gotta make sure the defense is equivalent. But either way, purpose is inevitable. And I'ma just leave it at that. Yeah. The light child.
This is a product of WBNN. This is Trenton Mix Show. I'm your host, Ricardo Rashad, on air now from Lagos, Nigeria, dialing 516-453-9133. Press 1 to join the conversation. Brought to you by Ngozi Time Multimedia. You guys, I am always excited, always ecstatic to be able to do this. Each and every time, you know, I get an opportunity to do this show, it's kind of almost feels like the first time, you get what I mean? Just very, very grateful. Before I get into anything and bring my guest on, I wanted to shout out to Brother and just say happy birthday to him. And I hope you enjoy your birthday and many, many more to come. For those that don't know or whatever, I just had a movie drop last Monday, so I'm really, really excited. But I would love for my followers or my listeners, I'm sorry, to go to YouTube, type in Bitter, B-I-T-T-E-R, and B-R-K-E-N, that's Bitter and Broken, web series, W-E-B-S-E-R-I-E-S. So we have all three seasons on there finally. This was actually my last, the trilogy is the last part of the movie. It was two seasons and then another movie. So please, 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 you guys, I would love for you guys to go subscribe to my YouTube channel. Go check it out. We love comments, and we're just trying to get our viewership up. So, yeah, I'm really, really excited about that. Yeah, so everybody knows, you know, every show that I do, I dedicate it to my Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. I wouldn't be anything without God. I wouldn't be anything without Jesus. I'd probably be long gone if it wasn't for his hand. So every show that I do, I always try to encourage my listeners to, I encourage them to have a relationship with Jesus. I don't know what you've gone through. I don't know what you've been through. I don't know when you was at your lowest, but God does. And even through our trials and tribulations, even through our ups and downs of life, you know, God is there for us. God is reaching his hand out to us. He wants a relationship with us. But the thing about God is he won't force himself onto us. You know, he's a gentleman. So I encourage all my listeners, if you don't have a relationship with Jesus Christ, get a relationship with Jesus Christ. He's our hope. He's our only way. He's the only way to God. And he's amazing. I have the preview. I'm just grateful or whatever to be able to have this guest on. He was on last year or whatever. You know, we're going to talk about brotherhood, spirituality, the supernatural, all of those amazing things. My guests, I love to give my guests their flowers. So I just wanted to give this man, you know, his name is Charles. I've known him a little over a year now, maybe about a year and a half. I met him in a men's group. Based out of LA, but he's from Indiana. I'm from New Jersey. And I just knew, like, the moment, like, initially when I started building a friendship with him, I didn't know that we were going to click like we did. But God is so amazing. So sometimes we may wonder or we may think that some people might say, you know what, I don't feel like I have the love and support in my family. But God is so good that he would send people, even from somewhere, you know, a different state, you get what I mean, to be connected and to grow that brotherhood. So just stay locked in with God. Trust him even when you can't trace him. So I just want to give a big shout out and bring on my brother Charles. Welcome, Charles.
Hey, thank you, Brother Richard. It's good to be back again.
So
thank you for having me.
Yeah, I'm really, really excited to have you on. I would say, you know, we're going to get into so many different things or whatever about spirituality, relationship with God, and the supernatural. I think it's very, very important. You know, I want to get your opinion on this. I think it's so important when a person has decided that they're going to walk with God, when they're going to, you know, surrender, they're going to pick up their cross and live for Jesus. I think it's so important to, when you're doing this walk, to be connected to someone, to be accountable to someone. So I'm grateful that I have you as my spiritual brother. You get what I'm saying? A call, even last night, I was on the phone with you like, bro, can you pray for me? You get what I mean? And and just knowing that it's not one person that can do it all. You get what I mean? So how important do you think it is to have accountability and support when a person has decided that they're going to walk with God?
I think it's extremely important because without it, without somebody...
Bro, speak up a little bit.
No, I'm sorry. I think it's extremely important, and without it, it is extremely important. Or without it, it's easy for us to fall back, into the things that we used to do. I know that without accountability, brothers, without, a spiritual accountability parent that I've had, I would have easily fallen back into a lot of my old ways had they not been there to tell me that, hey, this is not, you're not going the right way, you know. Hey, this ain't what you think it is. You know, you better check with the Lord before you decide to go down this path. So I think it's extremely important, and it's best to have someone that's going to be honest, real, and raw with you, but do that in love, because without love, you're not going to want to hear it.
Yeah, I think that's so important. I always say, like, you know, even as a believer, right, I've sinned, I've made mistakes, even knowing God now, I still make mistakes, I still fall short of his glory, but just submitting myself to God, asking God to forgive me, and also working towards changing my behavior. So sometimes people might just be like, God, forgive me, but when we ask God to forgive us, it's also our heart posture should be submitted, and also wanting to change, because, you know, we can easily say, God, change me, or God, forgive me, or more so, I'm sorry, but I realized true forgiveness, you know, true repentance, more so, is also changed behavior. Well, I love when you talked about the love part, because I think that it's so important to have love. There's so many people that don't want to come to church because they feel judged by people in the church. You get what I mean? So I think it's always important to have love and truth and love, you know, it's always important to have that balance. Like, don't just be judging people and brimstone and hellfire without love. And then also don't be at a place in your walk where it's just love, 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 love. And then there's no structure. There's no balance. There's no, like, God is still just, God is still righteous, God is still holy. So we just need a balance of both. I want to know, like, what brought you to God? Because I know for me, I've been fighting this since I was younger, and I had my moments where I was partying and turning up and being promiscuous and just, you know, running the streets and stuff like that. And it got to a point in my life where it was just like, it was so hard to get right with God because I was young. And like Jeremiah, like, listen, God, like, I'm young, like, God calling Jeremiah, and Jeremiah, like, listen, God, I'm young, like, and God calling me, he like, but I don't have the words, like, I don't know how to speak, and God basically telling Jeremiah, like, listen, before you even was in your mother's womb, like, I already called you, and I just think that's so amazing, bro, like, God call you, even though he know how you gonna turn out, even though he know you're gonna make mistakes, he still called you. So you don't have to be perfect to be used by God. And when I say you don't have to be perfect, that doesn't mean also to just live any kind of way. You get what I mean? But when I'm saying you don't have to be perfect, meaning you're going to make mistakes. But sometimes I think you have to be specific, you know, because I realize that people hold on to every word. And when I say you don't have to be perfect, that doesn't mean I mean like, oh, you could just live any kind of way, because God has a standard for us to live. You know, which is holiness. So, and the only way we can live that way is having a relationship with Jesus Christ. You get what I mean? He's our bridge to God, you know. And I remember reading about the Old Testament, they're killing, you know, bulls and all type of animals, you get what I mean? You know, to cover that sin. So now we're grateful that we have the Lamb of God, which is Jesus Christ, so we don't have to go through that. So tell me, like, what was it for you where you were just like, what was you battling, like, before you came to God? And when did you know, like, all right, I got to change, or this isn't good, you know, or I got to change, or something bad may happen. Like, what was that? Like, what was you going through before? And what was that moment for you where you was like, yo, I really got to give this Jesus a try?
Just a little bit of a backdrop. I had been raised in church. My mother had me and my four siblings in church almost every Sunday, more or less, and, you know, at Bible study, vacation Bible schools every year. So we were raised in church. We couldn't wait to get old enough to where we didn't have to go to church anymore. So it was when we got to that age that we discovered life and discovered that, you know, things are pretty tough without structure. You know, you think you're doing good for so long until life starts to hit you in the face, and, you know, you actually start to really peel away from godly living and go off into all different types of sins. For me, it was lust, perversion, homosexuality, adultery, things of that nature. And it wasn't until I was at the brink of losing my life, I cried out to not God himself, but someone connected to God, through God, that I was able to reach out to him, and he delivered me, because I was godly sorry in that moment and knew that something in my life had to change. Otherwise, I would have perished in my sins. So that was the point for me where I knew I had to change. Now, was I ready to serve at that moment? No, I don't believe so. Like, now, am I willing to speak and tell the truth as I am here today? Yes. But I don't think that in my heart I didn't think that was going to come with the, you signed your name on the dotted line, now you serve too. It was, you know, I wanted God to change me. I wanted to not be this adulterous, foolish person living in such a perverse way. And he did that. He answered that cry, that plea for me. And so now I'm working towards the part of serving him and serving him with my whole heart. And he's connecting me with all different types of godly people, namely yourself. I didn't know that, you know, my connection with you would lead to this point where I'm giving my testimony in front of I don't know how many people. But that was the point at which I knew I had to change, and the point at which I decided that I was going to serve Christ. Honestly, I don't know. It's whatever it helps the next person like me not end up in that same situation. You know what I mean? That's my motivation to serve the Lord truthfully, is so that there is not another me crying out on somebody's guest bedroom floor godly sorry because of the life that they had lived beforehand and because it was time to give that life up, or otherwise they would truly have, like, you know, they would die. Like, that was the next step for me. It was repent or truly just die right there. And so, you know, I chose the Lord at that moment.
So me and you have talked before, whatever, about the drugs and like you said, the homosexual lifestyle, the, like you said, adultery, you know, the promiscuity. What do you tell somebody out there that's struggling with drugs? They want to get off of drugs, but they just feel like they can't. What do you tell the person out there that's struggling maybe with their sexuality, and they're like, listen, I want to change, but this is what the world says. I was born this way. What do you tell the person who's been locked up or who's maybe just ostracized from their family? Like, what would you tell those people, like, that want to be free but feels like, this is just all I know, is never going to change?
Tell them there's got to be, you know, I can't assume. The best thing that I could tell them is connect with somebody that knows God. That would be the best advice that I could give them, is connect with somebody who knows God. Because that was my olive branch. That was my saving grace, was that I had somebody in my life all throughout my life that was connected to God. And that was the first person I had called when I was in that place of trouble. And so from there, it sprouted a different kind of relationship that I never thought that I would ever have. You know, it was a truly a born-again relationship. Like, you know, this person has a specific spot in my bloodline as my blood relative, but when I was born again, that became something totally different to me. And so that would be the thing that I would tell anybody out there that's wanting to change their ways, that's wanting to repent and turn from the things that they're doing that they know are not right in their heart, is get connected to somebody godly, somebody that for sure has a connection to Jesus Christ and that exudes the fruits of his Holy Spirit. While like and they have to be truthfully and godly sorrow. Like they have to be at a point in their life where they truly are tired of themselves. That's more or less what it is. Yes, you know, I could very well say that I was born this way. And sometimes I feel like that because, I mean, I tapped into that, like, like my sexuality at a very, very, like, prepubescent age. Like, I knew that I liked the same sex at a very early age. And I could very well say that I was born this way. But, you know, Christ says in the Word that we must deny ourselves. If we're going to follow him, we have to deny ourselves. And it's through that denying ourselves and following him that he delivers us from that lifestyle. And that is how many of us get free from it. And if you aren't truly ready to deny yourself and follow him, then that lifestyle is going to steadily knock on the door. And that lifestyle could be whatever. It could be homosexuality. It could be thievery. It could be murder. It could be anything that you want to pull yourself away from but are struggling to do on your own, because it's not by our strength, you know, not by strength, not by might, but by my spirit, says God. So that would be what I would tell them. Connect to someone godly and be godly sorrowful of what it is that you are wanting to turn from and be delivered from.
Wow, thank you, bro. All right, track next by international DJ legend, Brother O.
So you jump from the Lord's Supper passage to the I am statements? That's weird. Facts. Jesus said he is the vine.
He ain't lying.
But that passage is a different kind.
No parallel.
Than the supper one he instituted.
They not related. Ooh.
Don't believe me? Okay, let me prove.
What he say then?
Jesus took the bread and said that this is body.
Did he not?
Then he took the cup and told him this is blood.
Read it.
If he's holding bread and wine and use the word is.
Look it
in
up.
That sentence, please show me where's the metaphor.
I'll wait.
The only move you got is to redefine.
Only move.
What is means
is.
To say is symbolized.
That's it.
Now you changing words, changing definitions.
Okay.
I thought you stole a script, Torah, ain't that your position?
Switching?
Oh,
that's right.
You modern man.
Da-da-da-da.
You reject the Bible and the rules of grammar then.
That's right.
The enlightenment, sheesh, you finessed us all.
We cocky.
We rejecting Matthew, Mark, Luke, John, and Paul.
Wow.
Jesus is the great I am.
True.
See the parallels. Jesus the Passover lamb.
Ooh.
Did they eat the lamb? Yes, they ate the lamb.
Literally.
Did they eat the lamb? Yes, they ate the lamb.
For real.
Jesus said I am the vine.
The vine.
Yeah. Jesus said I am the door.
Yeah.
Interpret this the way you wanna do it.
Don't do it.
Got the scripture saying Jesus represents the door.
Oh boy.
But that don't make sense, does it? Jesus is the vine.
Right.
He is the life source and the way to get to God. Plus he said the vine, not a vine, some random vine.
That's key.
Some random door. Better be careful making metaphors.
Furthermore.
Cause he said I am the way, the truth, and life.
The life.
Resurrection and the life. I'm the bread of life.
Right.
Wanna make the I am statements the symbolic type?
Don't do it.
Like I am, that I am, that's denying Christ.
Heresy.
Yes, he used some symbolism here to make his point.
He did.
Don't miss his point to the truths, though, to which they point.
Himself.
These passages are not parallel with the other.
Not.
He's not holding objects up like the Lord's Supper.
He's not.
Jesus is the great I am.
True.
See the parallels. Jesus the Passover lamb.
Ooh.
Did they eat the lamb? Yes, they ate the lamb.
Literally.
Did they eat the lamb? Yes, they ate the lamb.
For real.
Jesus is the great I am.
True.
See the parallels. Jesus the Passover lamb.
Ooh.
Did they eat the lamb? Yes, they ate the lamb.
Literally.
Did they eat the lamb? Yes, they ate the lamb.
For real.
Whoever feeds on my flesh and drinks my blood has eternal life, and I will raise him up on the last day. For my flesh is true food, and my blood is true drink.
Whoever feeds on my flesh and drinks my blood abides in me and I in him. When many of his disciples heard it, they said, this is a hard saying. Who can listen to it? After this, many of his disciples turned back and no longer walked with him.
All right, you guys, and we're back. I just wanted to shout out again and say happy birthday to my favorite DJ on air, international DJ legend, brother. Oh, so I wanted to say two things, Charles, before we continue. One of the things that I wanted to say was, and I don't know who this is for, it's okay to let people go. Oftentimes in our lives or whatever, you got to understand that people are here for a season, a reason, sometimes a lesson, sometimes a blessing or a lifetime. And sometimes we can mix up those seasons and those lessons and those blessings. And I'm here to tell you to make sure that you are grounded in the word and you are grounded in your relationship with God, because sometimes God can be pruning you. God can be separating you from people. I just recently, you know, now y'all getting in my backyard, but I love to be transparent. I recently believed, you know, God had called me to start pulling away from certain people in my life or whatever, which was challenging because I knew people for so long. They came up with me. But it's okay to remove yourself. It's going to hurt. You know, it's going to hurt. But sometimes in order for us to elevate, you know, and where we need to be at in God, sometimes everybody can't go with you. And I know you hear that saying, so I want to let anybody know out there, like, and or I want to give somebody out there permission. Like, if certain friendships isn't working, if a certain relationships isn't working, you get what I mean? Like, and you feeling a pull or a call, you get what I mean? Like, in your heart, that certain relationships isn't working. Like, I just want to let you know it's not the end of the world. You get what I mean? Sometimes people only come in our lives for certain things. But trust in God. The second thing I want to say before I go back to Charles is I also want to tell somebody out there that's waiting for something for God. See, when I was struggling and when I was at my lowest, you get what I mean, and God was calling me, I didn't want to come because although I was tired, although I was hurting, I still wanted to have fun. And I thought going to God was going to be boring, and I thought I wouldn't have fun, and I thought, you know, I just had all of these thoughts in my mind, like, I'm not going to be perfect, it's not going to work. And I remember starting to pray, y'all, and pray and pray and pray, you know, when I was at my lowest, and pray, and nothing seemed to change. I kept praying and praying and praying and praying, and nothing seemed to change. But what I didn't know, that there was a God who sits high and looks low, who is also omnipresent, that was working on my behalf. See, sometimes, you know, like I was saying before, and I think on my last show, when you put a seed in the ground, you don't know what it takes for the seed to go into the tree. So I'm here to remind some people that's listening two things. Don't just trust in the process. Trust God in the process, because trusting the process isn't enough. There's no value in the process. But trusting God in the process matters. The second thing is Isaiah 40 and 31 says, but those that wait upon the Lord will renew their strength. They will mount up with wings like eagles. They would run and not grow weary. They will walk and not faint. So just remember to wait on God, no matter if you've been praying for something since you was a kid. I've been praying since I was a little kid for my mother and father to get saved. You get what I'm saying? I'm 35 now. So understanding that isn't God's timing, but in between time, I just need to just walk out my purpose, live and do what God is calling me to do, and God will take care of the rest. So do not grow faint and weary doing, all right? So, Charles or whatever, I wanted to kind of jump or whatever a little bit into the supernatural. So I'm going to tell my experience, and then you could just jump in, all right?
Okay.
All right. So Charles or whatever, you know, he was telling me about spiritual, you know, attacks. And I don't know if anybody know out there, there are such things as called spiritual attacks. Ever since I was 19 years old, I used to have something called sleep paralysis. I didn't realize until recently at 35 years old that the sleep paralysis that I was experiencing was spiritual attacks. from when I was young. So anyway, so this what happened, y'all. This was crazy. So one day or whatever, so it was two things. And, you know, it's up to anybody. You know, it's everybody's decision whether to believe or not believe, but I'm just going to speak my truth. So I had two dreams, but on two different occasions. One dream, for those that know, whatever, y'all know, my brother passed away. In 2 days, it'll be 2 years since my brother was murdered. And I just want to thank, again, God for keeping me, because he's been keeping me. You get what I mean? And I don't know mentally where I'm going to be at in 2 days. So I just want to thank God for keeping me, you know, because it's been 2 years and we haven't had any justice. Now, we know at this point who did it, but the cops know who did it and they know who did it, and we still haven't had any justice. So, you know, this is a situation, honestly, where I'm just waiting on God. You get what I mean? So anyway, I had a dream about my brother, and I remember in the dream, this dream was so peaceful, and it was calm. Me and my brother was just talking, and it felt like a beautiful dream, and it was like what we did when he was alive. And I had asked my brother in the dream, like, did he see my best friend that had passed away? My best friend was the one I dedicated the series to. And I was like, did you see Yacht? And my brother was like, no. So, and then he was like kind of being a little deceitful. He was like, oh, yeah. So I remember in a dream, I just started pleading the blood of Jesus, right? Mind you, you got to test the spirit. When me and my brother, we was kicking it, we was talking in the dream, conversation was peaceful, great. The moment I started pleading the blood of Jesus, bro, this being that was my brother, I think turned into like an evil spirit or something. Like, it was just weird. Okay, that was one dream. So the second dream I had, right? So I was sleeping in my bed, y'all. So I had a dream about my brother. So in this dream, it was weird because he was like in the road or something, and he was telling people that he was moving. And I was just thinking, like, something about this dream is like off or whatever. Because my brother, like, I kind of like, it clicked in my brain, like, yo, my brother did not move. Like, something about the dream was just really weird to me. So his wife was there. And it was crazy because that was the first time I had a revelation that my brother had got married 2 weeks before he died. But in the dream, it was almost like my brother was trying to, like, I don't want to say commit suicide. Like, I don't know what was happening, but his wife was willing to, you know, die with him. And that's when I was just like, okay, this woman wasn't for him. Like, she loved him, but she was willing to do whatever he wanted to do. So anyway, something about the dream was off to me. So, y'all, when I went to go plead the blood of Jesus, I felt something come over me and grab my mouth. Mind you, I'm asleep in the bed. I felt something grab my mouth and holding my mouth down because I could not plead the blood of Jesus. Mind you, remember, the last dream I had when I went to go, mind you, it was a peaceful dream till I tested the spirit and I started pleading the blood of Jesus. Remember, this being that was my brother turned into something demonic or whatever. But this time when I went to go plead the blood of Jesus, the demons, they was quick. So they covered my mouth. And this is the first time I ever experienced anything like this. So I want to let y'all know demons are very real. And be mindful of the things that you're watching and the things that you are listening to. So when I'm trying to talk, the demons covered my mouth. I don't know how many it was. I didn't see anything. All I could do is feel something covering my mouth. So then next thing you know, I can feel the demons or whatever, they're grabbing my arms, but it's almost like a pressure, like they're holding my arms down, but almost like they're squeezing it. So I'm like in my bed trying to move. Mind you, my mouth, they got the hand over my mouth, and then they're squeezing my arm tight, and I could not move, y'all. When I tell y'all, I was like, it was God. It was crazy. I'm like, I didn't even know what was happening. I can't plead the blood of Jesus because they got my mouth covered. And as they're squeezing my arms, I feel like these demons was angry at me. Like, they were mad. Like if they could have took me out, they would have did it. And that's what made me realize at that time, like, even though I was freaking out or whatever, because I'm what's happening? But I knew I was experiencing a spiritual attack. So I'm trying to, you get what I'm saying? I'm trying to plead the blood of Jesus, you know, trying to fight them off, whatever. I don't got no power, but I'm keep doing it. So what happened was I started thinking in my mind, like I started pleading the blood of Jesus in my mind. You get what I mean? And then after a while, I woke up. But when I tell y'all, it sounds crazy, y'all, to my listeners out here. Even though I was laying down sleep, my spirit was up. Like, I was awoke even though I was laying down. And I had never, ever experienced a spiritual attack like that. And that's what made me realize, like, yo, demons are really real. It's a demonic realm. It's a heaven. There's a hell. And Jesus is really real because he was the no other name. You get what I mean? I start pleading the blood of Jesus, y'all, and that's what released them demons off of me. You get what I'm saying? Not Buddha, not Muhammad, none of them people. I started pleading the blood of Jesus. He got them demons up off of me. You get what I mean? So I just want to let y'all know, like, demons is real. So we're going to get more into what happened next or whatever, and then, you know, Charles start talking about, you know, some of his spiritual attacks. And what do you do when you get... You know, these things start coming after you. Track next by international DJ, Brother L.
Gotta get my focus right. This takes time, it don't come overnight. It's getting hard, I gotta hold you tight. Won't let go, I will never let go. Go, go. Pray to God that I feel alright. Time gets up and money getting tight. I won't never let go. I won't never let go. Go, 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 go.
I gain life when I'm burning bridges. Had to start trying to make six figures. Had to start trying to make. Had to start trying to take. I don't wanna die young, right hand on the right, yeah, the blood my witness. But if I gotta go, got the word in my heart, you can bear me with it. Gotta come proper. No, I don't need all eyes on me. Nothing like Parker. Lay down my dreams and fantasies, all for the Father. Now you see Christ, you see me. Yeah, you know I
gotta get my focus right. This takes time, it don't come overnight. It's getting hard, I gotta hold you tight. Won't let go, I will never let go. Go, go. Pray to God that I feel alright. Time gets up and money getting tight. I will never let go. Gotta get my focus right. This takes time, it don't come overnight. It's getting hard, I gotta hold you tight. Won't let go, I will never let go. Go, go. Pray to God that I feel alright. Cause time gets up and money getting tight. I won't never let go.
All right, you guys, we are back. Listen, I know that this might be something different. You get what I'm saying? I don't know if anybody ever talked to you about sleep paralysis or being attacked, you know, but I'm definitely here to expose the enemy, you get what I mean, and all his tricks. And, you know, I've always believed in, you know, demonic activity. I always believed that there were angels and evil spirits. I've always believed it. But when it happened to me, I'm like, yo, this stuff is real. Like, the things that we don't see is more real than the things that we actually see. So, Charles, have you ever gone through sleep paralysis?
Yes, at a very early age, I went through it. I didn't know what it was at the time, but yes, I went through it for a brief moment. I can't remember anything about the dream I had, but I do remember experiencing it and then being able to get up and, like, more or less, I would just have to brush it off because I couldn't explain it, and it wasn't something that you could just talk about. Because you didn't know how to, like, explain it to your parents at the time. So, yes, I've gone through it as a child, and I've definitely gone through it ever since being saved. In fact, more so since being saved than in any other time in my life. I mean, in the past 2 years, I think I've lost count of the number of times I've gone through that specific attack. But what, like you said earlier, the name of Jesus is the only name by which any and every spirit, like, has to leave. Like, it has to. You know, I've been taught by my spiritual mother, I've been taught to just say Jesus as I'm going to sleep so that it's in my mind and in my heart to plead his name in my dream. I've, you know, been taught to just yell his name in my mind because, you know, yes, your mouth is covered. My mouth was covered. It's been covered multiple times where, like, I'm awake, or at least I feel like I'm awake, but I'm wiggling on the bed like a little groundworm or something, and I can't get off my bed. But the name of Jesus, it shakes those spirits. It shakes those demonic spirits, and you plead it, and eventually they leave. And if they don't want to listen, the Lord will send angels to stand in the gap and fight on your behalf for you. I've seen that happen as well. So, yes, it has definitely happened to me. And, yes, the name of Jesus is the only name that is going to get you out of that situation. Yeah, that's about all I can really say on that.
All right, caller one in queue. Who are you and where are you calling from?
Call you live. Okay, we'll put you back on ice for a second. We're on the next caller. Okay, there she is now. Notice the talker. We know who you are. We know who you are, the talker, Wanda Walker.
Yes, I am. That's me. I'm calling from Germantown. I'm listening to you. And I wasn't going to call in, but I had to add because I go through this every night. I talked to Brother O about it, and it's gotten worse since my father passed in 2012, where I even had to go see someone. I had to do a sleep study. They put me on medication for a while. I came off. I had to go back on since COVID, dealing with the situations with bad tenants. And I'm not exaggerating when I say every night. And I get the paralysis that you talk about sometimes where you're trying to move and you can't move. But I get a lot of bad dreams, nightmares, every single night. And it's more than one. If it's a good night, it's only one nightmare. On an average, it can be 2 to 4 times. And there's no telling what time I go to sleep. Tonight might be 11, or it might be 4 o'clock in the morning. I'm just that messed up. And it comes from stress for me, the stress that I had to deal with going through COVID. And, you know, I always talk about politics, but it really weighs on you when you've worked all your life to obtain something, and they're literally using things like COVID and politics to steal everything you work for. And that stress alone can make you have nightmares. So I have nightmares every single night, 2 to 4 times. I've actually seen a demon in my room. I hope nobody thinks I'm crazy. And because I say my prayers every single night, I didn't worry about it. My youngest son used to always tell me it was a ghost in the house, but I grew up with a ghost in the house that I saw more than once. and my sister actually saw the ghost at the same time. I've had incidences where something was getting ready to happen, and I have more angels that I see, thank God. Even though I have the nightmare, I have more angels. But one incident in particular, my father was getting ready to be robbed, probably killed, and I was sitting in the house, and it was shortly after I graduated from college. And I was watching TV in my pajamas on the edge of my bedroom for a minute because I had company. So the bedroom door was open because we didn't just do whatever we wanted to do, even though I had my own apartment. And something said, move. Like, literally, I felt something pushing me. And I said, something's not right. My friend looked at me, he's like, what is wrong with you? I said, something's wrong. So I got my coat, got prepared to go outside and get ready for whatever was going on outside. Walked to the porch, saw my father's truck, didn't see my dad. So I knew that he probably went to 60th and Walton, Mr. Mitchell's corner store. And as I walked down the block quickly and turned at the church, I saw one guy standing outside, another guy in the alleyway. And my father came off the steps. And as my father came off the steps, the guy in the alleyway saw me, waved the other guy off. And I walked up to him, and I said, I'll deal with you later. And I walked up to my dad. My dad was like, what you doing here, kid? And he had to be probably about 60 at the time, and it's dark. And I said, oh, nothing. I just felt that you were home, so I came to meet you. You know, and it's several other stories like that I can tell you. So I definitely believe in Jesus and God, Allah, whatever you want to call him, he's there. And because I believe in him so strong and how higher power, I definitely believe there's a negative. So I try not to watch scary movies and things like that. I do pay attention to the music and the TV and the stuff that I listen to. I also pay attention to people because people are evil. Mm-hmm. And you can pick up a door sometimes. Even if they look good and they look beautiful and handsome, you know, you can pick up an aura and you can tell that person's just not right. So, mm-hmm. No, you don't sound crazy. Yes, I believe you. And I deal with it every night. Sometimes I have to call a friend over just to hold me so I can get some sleep at least a couple times a week. It's really that bad. I don't think that seeing someone's going to help me. And the medication they gave me, I'm doubling up on it. And it's a sleep medicine.
You know, Wanda, I got to come on, you know, before we go to, you know, I'm going to dedicate the next track to you. In our old school time, because it is real what Wanda Walker is talking about, and because she's such an outstanding person, you know, a lot of people say, "Why would you do a show on your birthday?" Well, I wouldn't. I said, "This is what I love. I do broadcasting. I wanted to do it." Thank you. Ever since I was 5 years old, so I knew my life's work. And what she's saying to all of you right now is very, very true. And her being an outstanding steward, you cannot discount what this young lady is saying. She's being attacked because she's a warrior. You know what I mean, Ricardo? Mm. Just like you. And so tonight I dedicate this old school track. We're going to take it back to New York, Ricardo. We're going to take it back to the outstanding Reverend Hezekiah Walker and the Love Fellowship Choir. Lord.
Thank you. Almost feel a praise break. I said I feel a praise break. I said I feel a praise break. Because I ain't got no doubt in my mind that he can do it.
Okay, took me to church. All right now. So we got a caller, number two. Who are you and where are you calling from?
Ricardo, baby, it's Jerry Petito. Hi.
Hi, Jerry.
How are you?
Good. How you doing?
I'm okay. First, I want to give a shout-out, okay, to my favorite DJ. Today is his birthday, guys. Happy birthday to Brother O, okay? First and foremost, you know, God blessed him with another year to annoy us, right? You know, when he calls me a fraud and all that craziness, right? But we love it, and we wouldn't have it any other way. We wouldn't have it any other way. Thank you, God, for giving him another year to bother me. I love it. Happy birthday, Brother O. All kidding aside, we love you. And, yes, he is my favorite DJ, and he's also a Hall of Famer, a lifetime achiever, right? I mean, this guy's got it all. And we are in church tonight. So, first of all, I want to say hello to you, and I want to say hello to your guest. Hello, how are you?
I'm well. How are you doing?
I'm okay, sweetie. I want to touch base on something Wanda was also talking about. So I struggle with spiritual warfare on a daily basis myself. And I find myself constantly saying, you in Jesus' name. I have seen, and I even hate saying it, but demons. But I've also seen Jesus. And that night I will never forget. So I think what happens is his children are targeted more than most. And we have to get through it, and we have to know he's got our back. And
Amen.
What I wanted to say to Wanda was, medication is fine. I'm a nutritional health coach. It's fine when needed, but that might cause problems down the road. And talking to someone does help. Trust me, I have counselor friends that I constantly talk to. They talk to me. That does help, sweetheart. So I'll be praying for you as well, Wanda. Now, as far as what your guest was saying, you know, how old are you?
I'm 33 years old.
You're a baby to me, honey. My daughter's 42. So you're young, and, you know, the way you talk, you don't talk like a 33-year-old. So God is good, and he's got you. And, you know, just always know that, and I know you will, and just always know that, that no matter what we go through here on earth, God's got our back, and that's all that matters.
Yes. That's good.
Yes. Thank you.
You're welcome, honey, and I love you, Ricardo.
Thank you. I love you, too. Thank you so much, Jerry, for that. And that's so true. You know, anybody out there, no matter what you're dealing with in life, God loves us. And, again, he wants a relationship with us. So we got caller number three. Who are you and where are you calling from?
Hello, this is Tiana Speaks calling from Jersey. Hello to you, and I want to say hello to your guests. But first, before I say anything about your show, I would like to say happy birthday to Señor Oladsky. So I want to say happy birthday, happy birthday, happy birthday to Mr. Pain in the Butt. No, I'm just kidding. But I want to wish you many, many more happy birthdays to come, and may you be successful in everything that you do, and also you guys who are doing the show. I wish success for you as well. I wanted to just basically say I appreciate the honesty that you both are sharing. Like, that was, like, really deep for you to share about the sleep paralysis. I've never experienced it, but I know people who have. That's something I never, ever want to experience. But I do have a question for your guest. And this is not coming from a judgmental standpoint. It's just coming from curiosity. Being as though you said you struggle with, like, homosexuality, I wanted to know, like, what are your struggles with that as of the current moment? Like, what do you feel? Like, do you still feel tempted? Do you still fight this on a regular basis? Like, I want to know what you exactly feel at this moment.
Okay. There are still, I would say, struggles or at least temptations. I have been delivered from, you know, the urges to, like, wake up and want to go be in the same bed with somebody. But my struggles now that I am praying that the Lord would deliver me from is the way that I use my eyes. Because within 5 seconds of looking at someone, you know, it doesn't take long for anyone to undress them with their eyeballs. So my eyes were always used in an evil fashion when I was in the world. And so now that I'm not in the world anymore, I'm learning to use my eyes for greater works than works of the flesh. And so that's still something that even to this day is one of my main issues is how long am I staring? What reason am I looking at you for? To not look down, but rather look you in the eyes like a man and have a conversation with you, or not trying to shy away or look away because of dealing with shame. So, like, there's a ton of different things when it comes to just looking at someone that's what I'm really dealing with. Aside of that, I know the truth of God's word, and that really helps keep all of the other issues that come from looking at someone too long at bay or cast away, because, you know, the enemy comes to tempt us, but when we resist him, he will flee. So that would be my answer to your question. And I'm not offended at all. You're welcome to ask me anything, really.
Okay. I was just curious because I don't know what that feels like or anything. So I was just wondering, when people feel like delivered, like, what are their struggles after the fact? Like, do they still struggle with that?
I'm sorry, say it again.
I said, I just wonder what their struggles are after the fact. I was just curious about that. And I will be hosting the show on Wednesday, a special show. Brother O, you want to come in? You want to come in on this?
Always. First of all, I want to say to all of our Latinx community, wonderful people out there, you know, we're trying to represent you time in this outstanding Story Network's history. And Tiana, who speaks wonderful Espanol, she's going to do the show in English and in Spanish, and we're going to have an outstanding program with some outstanding music that I've been dying at the bit to play. You know what I'm saying? So I'm really, really proud. So Tiana, why don't you give them a taste of, you know, the duo, bilingual. Okay. Go ahead and post the show.
Are you just going to put me on the spot? So, you can't be putting me on the spot like that, brother. I'm going to say Feliz cumpleaños to you. That's what I'm going to say. But guess what? Listen, you got to listen for Wednesday. You got to call in Wednesday at 9:30. If you want to hear it, if you forget it, hablar español, you got to listen on Wednesday, okay? 9:30 p.m. Daylight Savings Time. Make sure you call in. And also make sure you call in on July 30th at 9:30 to listen to my show, The Power of Thoughts. And thank you for having me.
Wait a minute, Tiana. Tell them, wait a minute. Tell them our title of our show. You know what I mean? And break that down real quickly in English and Espanol. Very important.
this, you know what, brother? I'm going to get you. I'm really going to get you. I just want you to know that, okay? So basically, the premise of this show is basically what issues, you know, do Latin states in America, and what we can all learn from the Hispanic culture, what are the different perspectives of immigration, and what kind of issues do Hispanics face with employment, and what traditions are common throughout all Hispanic countries. So, you know, ¿qué problemas enfrentan los latinos en los Estados Unidos? So I'm not going to do them all because, you know, I'm going to take the time up, but that is some of the questions that we're going to have. And we're going to do it English and Spanish so you guys can listen to it. And it's going to be like the premise of La Verdad, which is the truth and the things that people actually face in America. Because, you know, this I've listened to different stories about actually one person in particular who actually was the person who had to come here with, like, with guns being, you know, shot at her.
This one here.
Wow. And, of course, you know, our great, great Tiana Speaks is wonderful. And she's going to give you, you know, a part of her life as a journalist as well as a wonderful host. Yonachi Parara Amarte is the name of the show. And it means I was born to love you. And that's how we feel about our Spanish community right there, Mr. Ricardo Rashard. And that's how I feel.
Yes, amazing. So I want to say, Tiana, you still there or did you leave?
Here. I'm here.
So I was going to say, don't forget to check out my movie. I'll be tagging you on Facebook. So don't forget to check out my movie on YouTube. So, yeah, check it out or whatever. I would love it. And, you know, thank you. I just wanted to say thank you, you know, just for all that you do. Whenever you call in, you know. I don't always, like, maybe call in or whatever. Like, I won't always say something, but sometimes I do listen, you know what I mean, to a lot of the shows.
Okay.
And I just love, like, your, you know, just the things that you talk about. It's just very thought-provoking. And so I just want to say keep going, and I just love your energy.
Awesome. You know, I always appreciate your shows and everything, you know, and I'll be sure to check out your movie, and congratulations with everything that you're doing. Congratulations. Thanks. But to those out there, I just want to let everyone know that me llamo Tiana. Yo aprendí español cuando yo estaba joven, cuando yo tenía 13 y 14 años. Yo quería aprender mucho. So what I just said was I wanted to learn Spanish when I was younger, when I was 13 or 14 years old. I learned it fluently. I don't know every single word, but I definitely can speak it. And you're going to hear me speak it on Wednesday. And I learned this from 2 years in high school. So people, do not stop your kids from learning a different language. I cannot even tell you how many friends that I have who do not speak English. I learned about their culture. I learned so much about them just by learning a different language. And you can learn more and help yourself, because when you get friends from different countries, you realize that sometimes with your American mind, you have a certain mindset and you need to open it up and be like just broaden your horizons. You really do. Because we have such a mentality over here sometimes, and we need to do better. We need to stick together. And one thing I will say is, yo soy morena blanca indiana y portuguesa. No soy hispana, pero me gusta la gente hispana. I just said what my race is, but I also just said I love the Hispanic people. I love the way they stick together. I love the way they just, their family, like, you know, me and my fiance went to the beach for 5 hours. We spent time with a family we didn't even know, a Hispanic family, and had so much fun with them. They went to the beach and just, I mean, it was just wonderful. And I'm like, I wish my family was like this. I wish I see this throughout America, you know. And I'm not saying every Hispanic family is like this. Let me tell you, I love the culture. And we love the culture here at WB. And you're going to be able to listen to it Wednesday. Is that good enough, brother Al, for you? Put me on the spot.
Look, all I know is como estas, hola. Yeah, I know a couple of them, but yeah.
Yeah, listen, Ricardo, I'm going to bless you. Listen, Ricardo, I'm going to bless all you guys with the theme song of our show. And it's so important to all of our Latin listeners out there. Ricardo, you ready to jam right now, man? Because we're about to go in right now with, of course, the great Angel Canales. And it's the theme song for Wednesday night. Let's get it.
Yo nací en Puerto Rico. Oh,
dejaré llamarte.
Ay, que yo me voy para la tierra, un pestan señor.
Puerto Rico, yo nunca dejaré llamarte.
Ay, porque una noche yo salí y así en esta raya nací un pueblo, quizás lo he mío tú.
Puerto Rico, yo nunca dejaré llamarte.
Hoy, pero mi corazón se quedó, a ese que no frente al mar, allá en mi viejo San Juan. Pero que yo me montaba en el anco, no sabe Río Grande, y llegó a Loíza Aldea. Allí iba a visitar a mi abuelita.
Different vibe. Even though I didn't know what the music was saying, you know, it definitely was a vibe. So Charles wanted to say something. He wanted to come on. And so go ahead, Charles, lead the way.
Alright. So first of all, I definitely feel really rude for not, like I've been hearing everyone talk about it, I feel rude for not acknowledging this. And brother, oh, happy birthday to you. Thank you again for allowing Ricardo to host me yet again.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you very much, you know, Charles, because you being able to share who you are with us means a lot to the world right here at Beverly Nation. And, you know, for you and Ricardo, take time to, you know, promote our Wednesday show. For all the Latin people that's listening to this show right now, that's understanding you and your situation and being able to overcome them, that's what it means, man. And, you know, we talk about it all the time. And the name of our show means I was born to love you, just like Trenton makes. You know what I mean? We were born to love you. Lo nasci para amarte. Now back to Charles.
Thank you, brother. I wanted to just pray. Like, I mean, I feel like there's people that connect to the subject right now, and I feel like releasing a prayer. There's going like collectively, with all hearts touching and agreeing, just going to God in prayer in this very moment, especially for, I believe her name was Wanda, for her piece, because to be going through like. Richard only said he went through it twice. I've gone through it multiple times, but then to hear somebody come on and be like, every day, I'm like, Lord, no, it couldn't be me. So I wanted to pray because my heart goes out to her in regards to that situation. And something like that is not just because the enemy doesn't like you. I believe it's even deeper than that. You know, there's demonic attacks, and then there's also witchcraft. So there's a level, there's even deeper levels of things that go on in our lives that we're not aware of. You know, we just think that it's just a part of our everyday life. And, you know, when Jesus came, he said that the thief cometh not but for to steal, to kill, and to destroy. I have come that they might have life and that they might have it more abundantly. You know, being attacked in your sleep at 11 a.m., 4 a.m., every single day is not a part of that abundant life that Jesus promised us. And so I believe that going to God in prayer right now would help that situation. It would help reveal in regards to that situation, it'll reveal that he would reveal to you and to anybody else listening, you know, what it is that you need to do or to adjust in your own personal life that can free you from that. And so if it's okay, I would like to go ahead and go forward with a prayer. Heavenly Father, I just want to say thank you for allowing this gathering of all of your children on this radio station today, Lord. Your word says that if two or more gather in your name, that you shall be there in the midst, Lord. I come before you with all of these souls, humbly as we know how to, Lord, to seek your face and to ask for answers in regards to our situations, to our problems, and to our concerns, Lord. We know that you are greater than all of these things, Lord, and it is by your spirit that all of these things will be broken off of every single one of us that are having issues in the mighty name of Jesus. And so, Lord, I just pray for Sister Wanda. I pray for Brother Richard. I pray for Brother O. I pray for everyone that is connected to this radio station right now in this very moment. And I just ask that you would speak to our hearts, speak to our minds, Lord, and that you would encourage us to for one another, that we pray for one another each and every day the best that we know how, Lord, and that you would send angels to minister to us, Lord, to minister to us, to defend us, to war for us in the spirit, to protect us from danger seen and unseen, Lord, and to cover our family members as well, Lord. I plead the blood of Jesus over this radio station, over the lives of all of those connected right now, and I just give you thanks. I pray that this radio station continues to glorify you and honor you and magnify your name in every way possible, Lord. It is these and many other blessings I pray in Christ Jesus' name, binding up the spirits of death, fear, and doubt, and releasing life, love, and prosperity to every single one. And I pray against any and all backlash that the enemy will send against me for praying for your people in this hour, Lord. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.
Amen, amen, amen. I say amen, amen. It was so funny when we was texting like a little bit while we was doing the call. I was just, when you was like, I want to pray. And it was crazy because I was thinking the same thing, you know, and you said it. So I was like, just go ahead or whatever. So I just, amen, amen, you know. That was definitely needed. Track next by international DJ legend, Brother O.
Can I say it again? Oh,
A great John PT, y'all.
All right, you guys. So caller number 4, who are you and where are you calling from?
Hey, how you doing, young man of God, Ricardo? This is Huni Bakatun, a.k.a. the Magic Man, one of the hosts here at WBNN. I want to say first, as always, I definitely enjoyed your show. It's amazing how much you have grown since you've been a part of our great company, man. You keep striving, and you're definitely being touched by the hands of the Almighty. Keep doing what you're doing. Honors to your special honored guest. My words of advice to you is continue to fight the good fight. One of the things I learned is if you look at it as a challenge is something that you're capable of achieving. as you put forth the effort, okay? And so that way, what appears to be difficult, if you don't look at it in terms of being difficult and look at it as a challenge, then it's something that you're capable of overcoming, okay? And that applies to anything in this life. And I can't, you know, I can't help but to feel so blessed that to say happy delivery date to one of the greatest spirits to ever live a human experience. Mm-hmm. And I'm talking about our Hall of Fame four times, producer, DJ extraordinaire, and a real true brother. I mean, the type of love that you have surely proves that you are the love child of both of your parents, man. You're a perfect blend. So I wish you the happiest. And all of the terrestrial beings, man, appreciate the life that you're living. Keep striving to be the best, even better, as you continue to live, okay? My next show, as a matter of fact, is going to be our next show. We're having another episode of Me and My DJ, where we're going to take it back to the blaxploitation films during the late 70s. I think it stopped right around the early 80s, but those films there are the movies that helped made us. And one of the first volumes that we're going to do is we're going to take it back to Uptown Saturday Night, okay? And that will be on a Thursday. Matter of fact, it's next Thursday, if I'm correct. Am I correct about that?
Yeah, you are.
Yeah, so come on and have a good time, man. And I'm the host of We Will Aware You, okay? I've been doing it for over 6 years. Keep striving. I appreciate all of our listeners, man, because without y'all, we wouldn't be able to do what we are able to do for you as well as us and the rest of the world.
Wow, thank you. Thank you. Thank you so much. Caller 5, who are you and where are you calling from?
All right, caller 5, you're on the line right now. Please try to put me, you know, put you back on ice. Caller 5, caller 5, caller 5. All right, continue with this outstanding episode. But before I go there, right, because I know all the young folk want to hear, you know what I mean, that gospel trap music, Miss, you know, Ricardo Richard, and what can we do better than this one right here? Let's go there. No other, y'all.
Yeah. Pray with me now, pray with me now. Yeah. Yeah. Look, there's no other God that can love like that.
Like that.
He told me that I've been forgiven.
Yeah.
All up in the word, I'ma grub like that.
Like that.
I told him I'm ready, I'm willing. Father, you gave me the spirit of love.
Love.
Look at this power he gave. I'm stacking my riches in heaven, cause life is a vapor, these flowers are fade.
Right.
I look at my baby and I can see heaven, yeah, that my serenity grows. The Father is speaking, I'm listening close. I pray that my baby surrender her soul. Hey, look at this covenant.
Yeah.
Look at this beautiful covenant. Satan been trying to come off of me, all of this vanity, I don't want none of it. I'm surrounded by these angels now. I was bitter, I'm grateful now. I can see that he's faithful now. I ran away, but he would chase me down. Many nights I would be alone. Never knew he was so close. He told me y'all the one that been chosen. He gon' love me all the way home. Yeah, I'm his masterpiece. He's bringing me healing. He told me that I've been redeemed. He told me to stay in his presence. I'm still kinda hurting from all of these things that I've seen. He told me his love is forever. He told me his love is eternal. He told me his love is way better. So I'ma just praise him right here in the furnace.
Holy life is only Christ. It's only right to lift up his name. Yeah. Holy life is only Christ. It's only right to give him my praise. Yeah. Give it all to the sovereign one. Hold on to the Father's love. Fellowship until the time is gone. In the valley, I'ma call upon.
Yeah. There's no other God that can love like that.
Like that.
He told me that I've been forgiven. All up in the word, I'ma grub like that.
Like that.
I told him I'm ready, I'm willing. Father, you gave me the spirit of love. Look at this power he gave. I'm stacking my riches in heaven, cause life is a vapor, these flowers are fade.
Break through right there, Lord, you gon' break through with your love. Break through right there, Lord, you gon' break through when I call. Revelation after revelation, I'm meditating on this word you gave us, that's elevation. I'm celebrating how you overcame and you'll never change.
Look, I was in the mud, I was in the pit. Now the spirit of God is in the midst.
You can find me in the word, I'm deep inside the word. I'm free from all the sin I was in. I was ignorant, full of myself, but the spirit told me to go die to myself. I would do nothing apart from the Father, so how will I ever rely on myself? There's no other God that can love like that. Came and put joy in the cup like that. Cover my home with the blood like that. Open up heaven, let it flood like that. I'm in heavenly places, meditating on these things that are good. We're meditating on this wonderful love, and we gon' take back what the enemy took. Because the Lord is a shield for the ones that trust, and I'ma give him praise, I'm lifting his name up. And I ain't even really gotta say much. There's only one that can really save us from the grave. He rose up on a third, I'm keeping the faith up. He told me that his love is forever. He told me that his love is eternal. He told me his love is way better. So I'ma just praise him right here in the furnace.
Holy light, it's only Christ, it's only right to lift up his name, yeah. Holy light, it's only Christ, it's only right to give him my praise, yeah. Give it all to the sovereign one. Hold on to the Father's love. Fellowship until the time is gone. In the valley, I'ma call upon.
There's no other God that can love like that. He told me that I've been forgiven. All up in the word, I'ma grub like that. I told him I'm ready, I'm willing. Father, you gave me the spirit to blow. Look at this power he gave. I'm stacking my riches in heaven, cause life is a vapor, these flowers are fade.
Break through right here, Lord, you gon' break through with your love. Break through right here, Lord, you gon' break through when I call you. Revelation after revelation, I'm meditating on this word you gave us, that's elevation. I'm celebrating how you overcame and you'll never change enough.
Yo, that was fire. I love that song, and I just love when I'm able to hear music that I could vibe to and still give praises to the Most High God, our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Caller number five, who are you and where are you calling from?
Hello, how are you this evening, Ricardo? This is Dr. Chinchilla J, and I am enjoying your show tonight. I'm enjoying your guest, Charles. Very inspirational tonight, and, yeah, I'm enjoying the music as well. Even the salsa music, the Latino music that Brother O played tonight, that was awesome. And, wow, so this show was awesome tonight, Ricardo. And it is Brother O's birthday, so I definitely have to give a big shout-out to him. I did last night on News Forum, but it was not midnight yet. So it is now his birthday, and, you know. So, Brother O, this is for you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, Ole Dele. Happy birthday to you. You're 53 years old. You're 53 years old. You're 53 years old. You're 53 years old. May God bless you. May God bless you. May God bless you. Brother O, DJ Olasky, Hall of Famer, enshrinee. May God bless you with many more. Happy birthday, Brother O. And Ricardo, again, wonderful show tonight. And God bless you, Brother Charles. And that prayer was definitely right on time because so many people definitely needed that prayer. Everyone always can use a prayer. So thank you so much again, Ricardo. And I'm going to sit back and enjoy the rest of your show.
All right. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. And I appreciate, again, yesterday, before we get to the caller, I really appreciate your show last night. And, oh, man, I was just listening, and I was just, my heart, man, it was heartfelt. So I just keep doing your thing. All right. So caller six, who are you and where are you calling from?
All right, caller six, you're there. If you're there, we're going to bring you on. If not, be going to our final thoughts right now with the wonderful Ricardo Richard right here at the one and only Beverly Nation.
All right. So, Charles, all right, we're going to have you back August the 14th. Let everybody know what your social media is. And, again, if you want to just drop any knowledge or anything you know, as far as anybody out there that, like, again, might be struggling with anything, faced with any trials and tribulations, what would you say to them?
Social media, I've given my Instagram. It's junior.charlesholder, CharlesHolder. Junior.charlesholder is how you find me on Instagram. I post every once in a while. I'll post a message or two that, you know, I'm inspired to get from the Lord, or from things that I'm going through to share with people. It's the best way that I tend to minister. And then what was the other part, Richard, that you wanted me to say, Ricardo? What did you want me to add to that? Sorry.
What type of advice would you give to anybody out there that might be just struggling and just feel, you know, hopeless?
Prayerfully, these are the people that are working on coming to or are in the Lord. If not, I would say, like I said, the first thing would be to get connected to somebody who is connected to God. But if you are already connected to God and you still are having struggles and things of that nature, trust the Lord and speak to him, talk to him, pray to him. And that can be in any form or fashion that you might find yourself in. It can be in your prayer closet. It could be in your car. It could be on a walk. It's funny because one of the things that I was talking about with another brother that I'm doing a prayer challenge, a 40-day prayer challenge with, it spoke on Job chapter 12, verses 7 through 8. And it says, you know, and this says, but ask the animals and they will teach you, or the birds in the sky and they will tell you, or speak to the earth and they will teach you, or let the fish in the sea inform you. Basically, pray anywhere, everywhere, at all times. If you're struggling, pray. Like, ask the Lord to show you what it is that you can do or how to help you. Like, you know, there's never enough prayer in any time in your life at any point that, you know, your struggles should never be able to overcome your prayers to the Lord, ever. And if you do find that your prayers are going unanswered in the midst of your struggles, stand still. You know, and by that I mean don't try to take action to fix the issue yourself, but just stand still and have some patience with the Lord, because he's surely working it out for you. That would be my advice, because over the past 2 years, the changes that have happened in me, especially with my struggles, did not happen overnight. If where I am today happened overnight, from the time that I was delivered, man, I probably would be back in trouble, because that's how fickle we are as human beings in this flesh. So be patient with the Lord, and he will work it out in his timing, and make sure you trust him. That would be my advice to anyone struggling out there.
Hey, man, trust him when you can't trace him. It's in Gozy time, everyone. Here's your mother and father's favorite producer. Brother Owen.
I strap on my gloves. Boy, I've been prepping since like I was 7, and thing is I'm already covered in blood. Walking in love, just for the ones who've been stuck in the mud. Searching for hope, trust me, I know what it feel like to drown in my problems, but God came and took me the road. Can't wait to look in his eyes. All of my life I've been battling lies. I found the truth and took off my disguise. Come for my head, I still live for the prize. Whoa, whoa, whoa. I was in the city going down trying to blow. Everything changed when I let it, go. Hopping on stage, I ain't in it for the show. Only got one life, so I gotta let him know. Talk about real, I seen a man told bad hill. I seen a woman drooling out the mouth. I seen the demons in the cast it out. I seen my brother throw his toe, vape in the lake. Seen smooth heal from the dark. I seen the spirit change my own heart. Can't tell it all, but this is good start. Who got the keys to the Jeep and the Hilla? They ain't never been realer. I am not sure, come aligned in tiller. My face blue steel, I ain't never been stiller. Ooh, KB ain't gotta get bigger. Ooh, Southside, sing killers, green light to the dark spots. Wake up, I didn't make up this song, the divine concealer. On the bread.
bread of heavens like the red and black 11s walking through the pearly gates. Bobby do the most, I'm in the Holy Ghost, I'm looking like the Pope swerving race. They gon' get the word today, I send a text back, never curse the faith.
Jesus,
curse the spray, slaves get freed in the worst of ways. Ever seen a dope dealer, cold killer, gold filler, crying on the floor with us? Cause your hope hit him, got a hole in him, now you got a hole in him. Tell him the Dead Sea here. We the new Israel, Israel, God really lives here. Watch the sin here, way more than sin, we begin here. We begin here.
The Lord is my witness that KB is closer than blood. I got that HGA tatted right next to my heart, so you know it's gonna always be love. Don't need no contracts or labels, you know we got him a seat at my table. Hovey little bro, so I'm willing and able. I keep some riders at home in the stable. Whoa, 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 I done told it all, but I still got more. Remember when the folks got killed next door? Partner told me sell pills not blow. Shorty told me my career won't blow. Swear I don't care about the status. Why would I contract when God is my daddy? Take all my records, my money, my Grammys, I'm still gonna die richer than you can imagine. Jesus the king, I'm his prophet. Send me to Nineveh, I get it poppin'. They see an interview, so I ain't with it. I say, come see what I do in my city. From coolin' with Kendrick to walking through Romans with people in prison. Let me stop talking, cause man, I've been did it. Can't let my left hand on my right position. Y'all just don't have to see when I transition. I can't tell it all, man. Let's go.
Outstanding performance tonight by this wonderful young man. His name is Ricardo Richard. Out of Trenton, New Jersey, y'all. Of course, the home of my dad. And, you know, tonight has been very, very important to me because, not only because it's my birthday, but, you know, thinking about my mom and dad and how they raised me to be an outstanding person. And tonight I reflect on my 53rd birthday. And I'm just thankful to be working, doing what I wanted to do since I was 5 years old. The broadcast. I remember, you know, going to Catholic school in California, you know, coming home from Mass on First Friday. Jerry Petito knows about that. And running to the bathroom and wanting to do a show in the mirror. You know, that was my television. And, you know, come on down here and eat lunch, boy. I know you're in that bathroom talking to yourself, right? And then I came downstairs and Mom said, you know, you're going to be a great broadcaster one day. That's what Mom said. And giving honor to my mother, asked the translation, the transition at 20 years, my dad this year at 13, me being the only child, it's a lot. And, you know, I'm very proud of what we do on a constant basis here at the one and only Beverly. So congratulations to Ricardo Richard tonight. On his 15th WB and All-Time Connection record, honoring Darlene Lawrence for the outstanding championship, and, of course, his fourth consecutive tonight. Outstanding performance by a young man that has, you know, proven a renaissance right here at WB and him, Ava Holly, you know, Missy Davis, you know, it's wonderful to see these people. His championships on a constant level. And I love it. I love it. And nothing you can do about it. And, of course, you know, we come back on this radio network tomorrow night with a grand performance by a outstanding charter member. His name is Simeon Myers, coming back to our network. He came on February 6, 2013 with Make It Plain. He's going to make it plain tomorrow night again, 9:30 Eastern Daylight Time right here. On the one and only Beverly Nation. WBNN has advertising to Ngozi Time Multimedia, Pinterest, Google, Instagram, and Twitter. And also Thread. And Ngozi underscore time. Ola Dele Malay with Ngozi at Facebook. Any comments, suggestions, or wonderful program tonight? Ole De Lay that Ngozi with mine, gmail.com. I am. Yeah. Your mother and father's favorite producer. Ola Dele Malay with Ngozi. Birthday boy saying good night and good luck. To all the folks out there on Force Radio that support us on a constant basis. And now back to the class, that's right, of 2021, Ricardo Richard.
Thank you, guys. Again, I want to just thank everybody, you know, for tuning in and listening. Shout out to Brother L. Happy birthday again. I don't take this opportunity lightly. Like, I'm really grateful that millions of people get an opportunity to hear my voice. And, again, I would be nothing without Jesus Christ. Please, you guys, everybody that's out there listening, God is our only hope. Jesus is our only hope. Like, I can't stress that enough, because even through the pain and the afflictions and through the ups and downs of life, sometimes life be life in, and sometimes we don't never know where our next meal gonna come or our next opportunity gonna come in. But if we trust God in the midst of the storm, He is able to keep us. He's able to be our anchor. There's a scripture in the Word that says, Romans 8:28 says, "For we know that all things work together for those that love God, for those that are called according to His purpose." So I pray that you guys are blessed. Please, everybody, remember, go check out my movie on YouTube now. Bitter, the whole title is Hurt People, Bitter and Broken. But on YouTube, it's just Bitter and Broken Web Series. Please subscribe and leave comments. I want to know what you guys think. All right? So again, remember, I'm just a boy from East Trenton that just want to be used by God. I love you guys, and stay blessed.
We go to war. It's C-34. We follow Jesus, and we will change the world.
I've been waiting to say my piece for a while, and I was shaking every hand and kept a smile. I heard everybody talk behind my back. Well, I was out for a minute.
If you follow back, rally to me. Time to represent for the planet to see. Can't go halfway, won't fall asleep. We walk into hell and then leave with the key. Sacrificing every breath that I breathe. 10 toes down on my own 2 feet. My brothers and sisters, my reason. Went to a family and I'm from a family of three. I feel like a weight on my table gon' eat. My bunch like Brady, cause Tampa the team was free. GQ, now GQ free. We see you too, this Zoo TV. Gratitude and ground, also Gary V. Trust in perfect time, it was meant to be. They counted us out, guess they couldn't count. They ain't let us in, but we still gotta speak. The rest of the game, we'll follow the league. Got it out the mud, looking like the cleats. Band Wallace, I should wear a 3. We playing arenas like we in the league. They always ask why I'm so serious. Why is they sounding like heat? They stay smiling at me and it's empty, like they was missing some teeth. It's a lot of hypocrisy moving around, and in their hearts is jealousy. Cause they see you win and they insecure. You are what they wish you could be. But I don't really pay attention to noise. Nonchalant like I don't even see it. Cause God gon' bless work I put in. So I'ma keep going and planting the seed. You sowing your seed. I'm ready to die on the front lines. Death before retreat. I seen your struggle you wouldn't believe. I lost some close to IIP. So heavy that I can't sleep. I thank God I found my peace. This ain't Miami, but I got the heat. Rally to me, we follow the king. Broke my heart when I couldn't drop songs. I used to pray I could still stay strong. I thank the Lord for the people who listen. It blows my mind, never stay this long. All glory go to God. Yeah, cause I'm still here. 2022, this is our year. I cry for the dream, it's top tier. Why stop here? Just pass go. Settled in and let the past go. Pull the crowd, no lasso. I'm the new school, let the class know. God spoke tenfold, let's go pronto. I'm good, he's great. More food, my plate. Set goals, time frame. My world, my game. He called my name. More mission, less fame. More vision, less weight. More power, less pain. More life, less change. More grind, more gain. More glory to the name. More glory to the name. All glory to the name. All glory to the name.
Yeah, I'm back. Thank God I'm back. I'm back. I'm back. Yeah.
Hey, I've been waiting to say my piece for a while.